How are you, people? Probably everyone is doing well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. This week, today is Tuesday, Parshas Chayesara. Probably everyone was looking in the Chumash until at least after Shlishi, because today is Yom Shlishi.
Stanley Cohen.
The Kohen is inside because, the Kohen is here because of the Shiel.
Thank you.
Yes, therefore, I'm sure everyone was looking at the Chumash. Today is Yom Shlishi, till after Shlishi. Parshas Chayesara is starting in the beginning with actually a sad story with Sarah Imenu, Vayiyu Chayesara, Mea Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shonim. Yeah. The parasha starts with the life, or the end of life of Sarah. In our Avraham Avinu went to buy a place for resting for Sarah Imenu. And then Torah says Avraham was an old man and he started for looking a shidduch for his son Yitzchak. It starts with a story which is not so happy, but definitely ends with Yitzchak. Found at the end, he finds him a shidduch. This is basic Parashat Chayesara. The beginning is the Tfilah and Sarah Imenu, and at the end is Yitzchak with Eliezer and Rivka. And Avraham, a big chasene. However, the parish is called Chayesara. Doesn't call Sarah's death. She died. The last parish in Chumash Bereishis, parish Vayichi, is talking about Yaakov when he was lifter, and it's called Vayichi. The idea is very simple, because everyone knows if somebody leaves something in the world behind him, children, or he leaves something, a good institution, or he leaves somebody, a gmach, a gmilus chesed, and it's working after he leaves this world. I mean, it's still the guy is still alive. Because things what he did in his life is still working. Let's not look in the Jewish world. Let's live out in the Jewish world. In Pennsylvania is a city which is called Hershey. You know who was Mr. Hershey? I don't know if the Jewish people like him so much. However, he was a goy who had to build a city, and you have the Hershey chocolate, and there is a hospital. Things, what he died many years ago. But still, people appreciate what he did. And you have many people in the world would they leave this world, and many years later, people speak about them, about the kindness, about the books, about their family, about their midrash. However, when Sarah died, she left a legacy behind her, Yitzchak. And from Yitzchak came out Yaakov. And from Yaakov came out the 12 Shvatim. And the same is Vayichi Yaakov. He didn't die, Yaakov. He is alive. He's every day he's alive. The same is Chai and Sarah. Sarah is alive all her, even later. She's still called Chayei, life. In the first pasuk it says, Me'o shana, ve'esrim shana, ve'sheva shonim. Why in the 100 years it says single, shana? And the esrim, it says again, shana, single. In ve'sheva shonim, it says plural. Sheva Shonim. What are you saying? Somebody to answer on it? Why is that Shana? Shana in Shonim. The Shalom HaKodesh says something a remez a hin. When it feels years from a person, people, they are busy with their life, they are working. However, when it's coming, people get old and older, and therefore they're looking to do good things. They're not so busy. They can be busy more with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, the last years of Sarah wasn't single years. It was plural. She did many, many things at the end of her life. Therefore, in the beginning, it says Shana, and again Shana. However, the last 7 years, she did so much, it's called Shanim. She achieved in these years many, many things. Rashi says, why the pasuk in the beginning ends Chai Sora, Me'o Shana, Ve'Shivim Shana, Ve'Eslim Shana, Ve'Sheva Shanim, and he says later Shnei Chai Sora. What is Shnei Chai Sora? It says already beforehand Me'o Shana, Ve'Eslim Shana, Ve'Sheva Shanim. What is Shnei Chai Sara? In Rashi, and this Pasuk, in Pasuk Aleph, Shnei Chai Sara, is Rashi ends, Kulan Shavin Letoiva. It means Rashi has a question. Why is it Shana, in again Shana? And again, Shonim, says Rashi, all years was Shavim equal, the Torah for goods. This you have to really to understand. Is really all Sarah's life was the Torah, was good. She went so many troubles in her life. Just in the beginning, after she married Avram, he started sowing with Lech Lecha. Go away from the land where Avram was born. And probably she was born also there. She was the daughter of Haran, the brother of Avram. Right? And therefore, so she was the daughter of Nachor, what Nachor was the brother of Avraham. And they have to leave Ur Kasdim, or Aram Naharaim, or Haran. They have to leave, and they went to Eretz Canaan, and then later they went down to Mitzrayim. It was a hunger, and then Avimelech took her, and Avraham has to hide her. And then the story didn't have children. And Ishmael, and Hagar, and family troubles between Avram and Sarah, what to do with Ishmael. And she was a lady, didn't have children till 90 years old, very hard life, and then Ribbono Shel Olam gave her a child. after 90 years. And then the Akedah came, and nearly she lost her son Yitzchak, and probably according to some Rishonim, some Midrashim, when she heard Yitzchak was taken to Akedah, she died. Listen, she had a really, really hard and terrible life. Going away, she was kidnapped, Abimelech, and then she has family troubles, you know, children, and later children, and the child was taken away from her. It wasn't easy life. Then why Rashi says, Shneicha Yisara, Kulan, Shavim Letoive? What does mean everything was Shavim Letoive? The answer is on that. Sarah says always, Gamzu Letoiva. Letoiva, everything she was looking at for a good angle. Kulan Shavin Letoiva. Everything was Letoiva for her. You know, it was two brothers. The Rebbe Shmelke is brother the Aflon. They ask one time the Rebbe, we know a man has to make a bracha if Cholila something is not good, like he makes a bracha on the goods. Chai v'odam levorech al ro'o k'shem sh'mevorech al ha'toive. And the Gemara says you have to make the bracha a simcha. And they came to the Rebbe and asked, really, Rebbe? It's true. What, you have to mekabel the bed a simcha? These they asked the Rebbe, the Makid. The Makid told them, you know, go to Rebbe Reb Zusha. He sits in the end of the shul. God speak to them. This Reb Zusha was a poor man, didn't have nothing. Clothing is tired, the house is empty. And they ask him this question, how can a person, if his Cholila comes something bad to him, to the Kabul, the Simcha? Is Reb Zusha answered, I can't answer this question. This question can answer only somebody with all the troubles. He can answer this question. I never have troubles in my life. I have everything what I need. And therefore, how can I know how to make a bracha on bad things? I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam to give me all the time what I need and make me toiv v'chesed yirdefuli. It means you look at a different angle. Everything in life is good. Everything in life is appreciated, and everything in life you see good in it. The same Sarah. Sarah saw in everything what's going on in their life, they said to Ribbono Shel Olam, Gamzon Letoiva. Therefore, Rashi says, she lived 127, but Kulam Shorim Letoiva, everything what happened to her, she appreciated Ribbono Shel Olam. She says, Gamzon Letoiva. Rashi brings down, he wrote down in Chazal, what Avraham Avinu brought the land, the property in the cave from Ephraim. In the beginning, you know, Ephraim told him, you know, you can take it free without paying nothing. However, when it came real, the deal is Ephraim told Avram, give me 400 shekel kesef. And he said, Beini uveincha nai. What is between me and you? 400 shekel kesef. So the Torah Kedoshim, if Vayishkoel Avram leEfroin. Avram gave to Ephraim 400 shekel kesef. Oizer lasoicher. He gave him 400 shekel kesef with the shekel kesef of oizer lasoicher. What is mean oizer lasoicher? He gave him 400 shekel kesef. What's mean oizer lasoicher? But maybe with the explaining Sfarim, what this Ephraim didn't trust Avram. He says, you know, gave me 400 shekel kesef. But maybe Ephraim was thinking the money is fake money. And then he buried some of them, and I am standing with fake money. He says to Avram, you know, instead of the money, give me something with oiver lasoicha, things what I can sell it. I can make business with them. Give me animals. Give me produce. Give me other things. What it is, I can sell it and I can get 400 shekel kesef. Therefore, says the Torah, "Oiver lasoicher." However, if you look at the in Chumash good, in Torah Kedoshim it says Ephraim. Normally, you write Ephraim. Really, should be this way: Ayin, Pei, Reish, Vav, in a final nun. This is how you write, really in Torah, when you write the word Ephraim. However, in Torah it says Ephraim. If you translate it to your Chumash, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin. Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin. It says the Ephraim without a vav. Ayin. Pei, Reish, Nun, without a vav. Says the Balaturim, why it says without a vav? Why it says Ayin, Pei, Reish, Nun? Says the Balaturim, because Ephraim, Ayin is 70, Pei is 80, together is 150, Reish is 200. Is 350, and again Nun is 400. Ephraim is 400. How much he charged for the piece of land? Also 400. Says the Balaturim, when you take the word Ra'ayin, you have a good eye and you have a bad eye. Ayin. Ra is Reish Ayin. In Ayin is again Ayin Yud Nun. To make Cheshbon Ra is 270. Ayin is 70. Yud is 10 is 80. 130 with the Nun. Ra Ayin is 270 together with 130. Is again 400. Is this Ephraim, which is 400? Because Ayin Pei Reish Nun is 400. Without a vav, Ra Ayin is also 400. He needs charged Avraham Avinu also 400 shekel kesef. He was charging for the piece of land in the Me'orah. even beforehand, he says, you know, you don't have to pay me. But later he says, no, you have to pay me, because he was affluent, 400, and he was lying, and he charged Avraham Avinu also with 400 shekel kesef. And this was in the Olas Amachpela. In the Olas Amachpela, we know who was buried in Olas Amachpela. Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, and according to some ideas, Adam and Chava, and they therefore was four couples who buried there. Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Rachel was buried in the middle of the way in Beis Lechem. According to some Midrashim, you know who was buried there also? Not the whole body. Who was there buried also? Not the whole body. Who? Nobody say. You know about who was buried there? Not the whole body?
Yeah, Esav's head.
Esav's head was buried there. How Esav head is coming to bury in Olas Amachpela. I'm going to tell you a story. It was in New Jersey. It was an old age home. And this old age home, yeah, you have Jewish people and non-Jewish people. Was there a lady, or the lady's name was Mr. Jacobson. Mrs. Jacobson was an old lady, and she had a son who used to come to visit her every Wednesday. Every Wednesday he came to visit his mother. He brought with him some good food, taking care about their needs, making for the bank, and she was an old age home in New Jersey. One Monday, her son was so devoted to her, got a telephone call from the old age home, and he's saying to her, Mr., we are very sorry. Your mother got very sick yesterday. We tried to reach you. We couldn't reach you. But unfortunately, she died this morning. And she was a nice lady. And you have to take care about the arrangements. He told them, my mother made this arrangement and this arrangement. And they say, you know what? We help you. He tried to help him in the arrange the time of the funeral. And the son came. And the son speak at the funeral. And he was there in Kriya. They say Kaddish. And the funeral went to the cemetery. Wednesday, he was sitting Shiva. He got a telephone call from his mother. Mother calling him, he says, listen, why you didn't come? You come every Wednesday. What happened to you? You don't feel well? And nearly the son collapsed in the telephone. He says, what's going on? He spoke with his mother a few words, and later he called his old age home. And he says, what's going on? I speak to my mother now. And he told me, I was at a funeral, and he told me my mother died. The funeral, the old age home didn't know what to do. Says, listen, we have to go to check. They sent upstairs to check somebody, and she is really, she's in the bed, and everything is fine. Only her son didn't come to visit her today. Found out, with this old age home was two Mrs. Jacobsons. the number Mrs. Jacobson died. Now it's very unpleasant. What each can do. The Menial, the big shot in Old Age Home, didn't have any choice. He called up to another Mrs. Jacobson's son. And he's telling her, listen, I'm sorry. I want to tell you something. Oh, yes, unfortunately, your mother died Monday. And, you know, I have to use something which is not so pleasant. But I want to tell you it was something, a mistake. With two ladies in the old age home, the same name. And therefore, your mother was buried Monday. He says, my mother was buried in a Jewish cemetery. He says, yes. Somebody says, Kaddish now? The guy says, yes. He says, I want to tell you something. I am not from and not religious. I don't keep nothing. In the last few years, I have always aggravations in arguing with my mother. I told my mother, when she will die, I will cremate her. I don't believe not in Kaddish and not in cremation. My mother was a religious lady. She says, no way. I want to be buried and I want someone to say Kaddish on me. And always we argue about that. Now I see how the Ribbono Shel Olam is great. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't listen to me. He listened to my mother. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't listen to me. He made a lot of mistakes between two Mrs. Jacobsons. And instead of Mrs. Jacobson A should be buried, my mother, Mrs. Jacobson B, she came and really to a burial according to Jewish law. This story answers the head of Esav. You know, Esav and the family there. Whoa. Everyone will be embarrassed from us with this family, what Esav has. And everyone says to Esav, you know what? When you will die, there is a big cremation. But Esav says, you know, I have a father, Yitzchak, and I have a brother, Yaakov. At least don't do it to me. The Ribbono Shel Olam, in a certain way, helped Esav, which he came and he buried near his father and near his brother in Moras HaMachpelah. And then in our parasha it says, the second part, what Avraham Avinu buried Sarah, in Torah it says, Avraham Zaken Baba Yomim. Avraham Avinu was an old man, Baba Yomim, Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. And the Ribbono Shel Olam benched Avraham Avinu in everything. What is Bakoil? It's what he benched him. Avraham now was a rich man. He had a son, Yitzchak, and he has to go to found him a shidduch. The Mefarshim says, Zaken, Baba Yomim. What's it, Baba Yomim? What's mean Baba Yomim? Baba, he came with his days. Not many people can say what they ate last year in the same day. They can't answer even a week ago. and they can't answer what they did a month ago at the same time. Days going over, and one day over, another day over, another day. We don't know. Life is going. Avraham Avinu has exactly calculation what at every minute. He came with the days. Every day he can show, I did this, I did that, I went here, I davened here, I learned there, I took care about my family. Va'avram zaken va'bayomim. Va'ashem beirach es Avram bakoil. The Ribbono Shel Olam benched Avram Avinu with everything. Rashi brings down Bakoil is Beis Chof Lamed. Beis Chof Lamed is 52. In 10 is also 52. In nature in the world is, if somebody is rich, he wants to become more rich. Yesh lo imane, roitzim osayim. If he has 200, he wants 400. Our Avinu was an old man, in the rebellion and blessed him with everything. He didn't say, I want more money. Avinu says, I want to see my child should married, and at this I want to see. Not, I want to become more rich in more rich. And then Avraham Avinu was looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Really, if somebody has a one son, was born, was 100 years old, an old man, he shouldn't go in travel to found a shidduch for his son. Take his servant, Eliezer, he should go around to found a shidduch. Should go by himself. So Chaim Shmulevitz, what really, because Yitzchak was one son, and Avraham was putting all his effort on this one son. Any shidduch will come up, Avraham would say, my Yitzchak deserves a better one. Another shidduch would come up, my Yitzchak deserves a better one. It's because he was one child. Avraham Avinu took one person who's realistic. He knows exactly what Yitzchak is. He's not biased. Because parents, there are many times, they are biased. Therefore, Avraham Avinu took Eliezer and he told him, you know, look for a shidduch for my son. And he took Eliezer, and Eliezer was the taker. He took care about Yitzchak's, Avram's house. He was the servant, and he was a moishel, the chola shaloi. He was the man. He has the open credit card, open checkbook. He was the balabas in Avram's Avinu's house. In our will, told them, you know what? I want to send you. I give you over everything what I have. And go to found a shidduch for my son. But wasn't enough, I give you over everything. He says, I want you should swear me what the shidduch what you found for my son shouldn't be a girl from this land, from Eretz Canaan. Go back to my homeland and found somebody from my family. And this should be the shidduch for Yitzchak, which later happened, what Eliezer found Rivka, and Rivka was a daughter from Bethuel, In Besuel was the son of Nachor, and Nachor was the brother of Avram Avinu. But the question is, if Avram trusted Eliezer, and Eliezer was the taker, taking care about everything in the house, and Avram gave him over everything, all properties, credit cards, checkbooks, gold, diamonds. He trusts them financially. Well, when it comes to who is the girl, he has to swear him. He was a trusted man, Eliezer. Maybe the answer is with the story. The Kedusha Levi came one time a Friday afternoon to a certain town, and he knocks on the door by Yid and he say, can I stay by you for Shabbos? It was Friday afternoon, a few hours before Shabbos, and the Yid says, definitely, for the Zolchim, the tremendous mitzvah, you can stay by us for Shabbos. Fine. After half an hour, the man is asking this lady, you are a shoichet? You can shecht? He says, yes, I'm a shoichet. I know how to shecht. The man said for this lady, you know, I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam you came in here. What do you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, the shoichet went to vacation for 3-4 weeks. He's not in town. And we don't have a shoichet. And I need a chicken for Shabbos. And now you are a shoichet. You can shecht for me. All right. Slavy says, I'm a shoichet, but give me 1 hour to prepare myself. I can't do it now. When the hour ended, the slavy came to the man. He told him, can you borrow me? I'm the trouble. The man says, yeah, I have 100 rubles, but really, I don't know you. You came in my house exactly 2 hours ago to stay in my house. I know you are a shoichet, but I don't know you if I can trust you for 100 rubles. Say you as lady for the man, listen, my honor. For a shoichet, you trust me. I'm good for you. If I hand the troubles, I'm not good for you. For things who would belong to Ribbono Shel Olam, you trust me. About things who would belong for business, I'm not trusting for you. This was also the same here with Eliezer and Avram. But on the contrary, from this man in the small town, Avram trusts Eliezer in any financial transaction. Any financial business. But it comes to things that belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even Eliezer is trustable for financial things. Things where I need a shidduch and I need really for next future of next generations. For this, I can't trust you. I need really, you should swear me, and then if you swear in Yirtzeh Hashem, you will find the shidduch for Eliezer, for Yitzchak. You see, in this parsha, we have in the beginning of the parsha, we have the story from Ephron. Where I told you before, and Ephron is 400. In 400 is Ra'ayin. Ra'ayin, bad eyes. Avraham Avinu didn't want his son should fall into the family with Ra'ayin from Eretz Canaan, where they have Ra'ayin. Therefore, he sent Eliezer to another country. He was looking just the opposite from Ayin for Ayin Toiva. He says, in this country where I am now in Eretz Canaan, you have many affluents here. Many affluents are Ayin. Go to the country from where I came, where they know what Achnaras Olchim is, and they know what is helping each other. There is a country from Ayin Toiva. Just the opposite, go there, and from there you bring a shidduch for my son Yitzchak. The reason is, why Avram didn't want somebody from Eretz Canaan? Why Avram was more like and more prepared and more darling for a girl which has come from his hometown? Even in Eretz Canaan, in even his hometown, yeah, there was people who were Kabbalah Zorah, the house of Pesura wasn't a Beis HaMedrash. The house of Besuel is a home of Lavan in his house, but also a house of Avodah Zarah. In Eretz Canaan was also a land of Avodah Zarah. Then why Avram would like more to take a girl from Haran, from Ur Kasdim, from Aram Naharaim, and not a girl from Eretz Canaan? But the answer is really, both of the places, people was Oyed Avodah Zarah. The house of Besuel in Lavan was the house of Avodah Zarah also. In Eretz Canaan was also Oyed Avodah Zarah. But you have something was called mitos, characters. Oyed Avodah Zarah, people can make tshuva. You can decide, a mamin, I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like Rivka came from a house for Avodah Zarah. But good characters, good midos, is very hard to change. And therefore, Avram says to Eliezer, go there. There you will found Bali Chesed. There we found somebody who is a leif toif, ayin toif. I don't want a girl from the land from Ephraim. What Ephraim has ayin ra, has a bad eye. I would like somebody from a land which has ayin toif. And therefore the test, what Eliezer gave to Rivka, it wasn't how much money they have, or what is the career or what Rivka is planning to do, to become a lawyer or a doctor. No. The test was how much chesed she's agreed to do. And therefore, Eliezer chose Rivka. Don't think which Eliezer in Avram rely only on the test. For this shidduch, you have to daven. And really, daven is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka should work out. Tell you a story. Well, a story is a true story. It was a Yid sitting in airport and waiting for the aeroplane. With many people waiting for the aeroplane. It was in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, and people was waiting. Everyone was checked in, and they're waiting to enter the aeroplane. They heard the people that was working in the airport is saying flight number, let's call it 17, is delaying. Wait until for announcement. All right, what you can do, you wait. But came to Daven in, you know, you put together a minyan here and a minyan there, and they start to daven. Was few people davening. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is an announcement. The aeroplane is ready. Everyone to make himself ready for checking into the flight. You know, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, somebody was davening faster, somebody was davening a minute longer. Everyone was finishing Shmoneh Esrei and going inside in the line for checking in. With a girl in the side, she was davening with them together also, and she was continuing davening. All right, everyone is checking in. The line has become shorter and shorter till the last one, and this girl is still davening. Everyone went inside to the airplane and sitting in the chair. One of the people realized this girl is not there. He went to the steward and he says to the steward, you know, do me a favor. It's a girl davening outside. She knows what everyone is checked in because probably she heard the announcement, but she's not here. She's still davening. We was waiting for the flight here. Please wait for 5 minutes. The guy said, you know, 5 minutes, I'm waiting. They wait 5 minutes, the girl didn't show up. They close the airplane, everyone is buckled in, and the airplane is start to go on the runway. After 8 minutes in the runway, the pilot says, I'm sorry, I see smoke which coming outside from outside, I see smoke from one place, the airplane, I must go back to the airport to check this, what the smoke is. He went back, and everyone was sitting in the seat, opened the door from the airplane, and the opening of the airplane, start to fix, took an hour, and this hour already, this girl finished davening. She is going inside the airplane, sit down in her seat. The man went to the girl and asked her, listen, I have to get a question. The question is, probably you heard the airplane, they called out what everyone should come to check in to go inside the airplane. Probably you know what the airplane will leave. How can you concentrate when you know you will lose the airplane? You lose the flight. She says, I want to tell you, I'm 30 years old. I'm not married. And I decide to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every tefillah, every pray on davening, shachris, mincha, I will concentrate and I will not look for every disturbance. I will concentrate in my davening. And therefore, I was concentrating in my davening. I heard. But I was davening in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not leaving the Ribbono Shel Olam to run to the airplane. Very nice. In the airplane, 3 rows before this person, was sitting a young man where the man is 34 years old. And you know, you sit 3 rows, you can hear somebody conversation, and he had a conversation, and he went to the guy and he said, listen, I'm 34 years old, and she's 30 years old. I couldn't stay in this test to double slow. I was doubling normally in my head. The announcement, I rushed a little bit and I ran to the aeroplane. She was testing the same the test. She was doubling normally. I'm single. And maybe you should try to make a shidduch between me and this girl. And make the story short, this is the aeroplane shidduch. And they become, after a while, they become Chosn Kalman, this boy and this girl. Yitzchak and Rivka didn't have easy life. Rivka didn't have easy life and a hometown to live together with Bethuel, to live together with Lavan, didn't have easy life. Yitzchak didn't have also easy life. He wasn't a young bacher, Yitzchak. If you figure out how old was he when he was married, it's probably he wasn't so young. He was over 50. He had not an easy life. And then later, didn't have children, didn't have easy life. However, the davening for Yitzchak and the davening for Rivka brought them together with Eliezer was the shliach to found the shidduch between them. And Eliezer did a good job. He found Rivka. And then she married Yitzchak. And from this came out Yaakov Avinu. And from this came out the 12 Shvatim. And from this came out all Klal Yisrael. Call Tim and be well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rav.
Shreya.
Thank you, Kaltov.
Yeah, Rav, I recorded this.